You know what I'm saying? What about your boy, Joe Budden's and Adam 22?
Oh, man. That was crazy. I seen the clips. Clips was a little absurd.
Right. It was very weird, the position Joe was coming from. It was interesting to me. Like, mm-hmm. he started coming to Adam like, yo, you don't feel bad for what you've been doing, like, to our culture? He was telling him, like, what you do is sinister.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, you were profiting off of black people. What did he say?
Well, he said black trauma.
Black trauma. Mm-hmm. You're profiting off of black trauma. And he's like, how? And he's talking about because you, like, he gave Kevin Samuels for one of his examples he posted. He said, you post Kevin Samuels clips right when he died. He was like, what you mean? Like, I didn't say anything bad about him. I just posted a clip. Like, I mean, everybody going to be interested in what he was saying. Right. Like, this is like celebrating him, like spreading his word. That's what he's been about this whole time.
Right.
And he was like, nah, the fact that you just put out a clip, that means you were just trying to get money off of it because you knew it would get more, you know, likes or, you know, comments or whatever due to the timing. But what's so strange is Joe Budden podcast, they didn't put out a clip. But as soon as it happened, like, when they show air, they start talking about it and had commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I don't understand what's the difference. You put Kevin Samuels' name in there just like he did.
Right. But it's like, it's messed up. I think he picking on him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because he white.
Exactly what it is.
You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't bring up any other examples. Because a lot of
he
people.
He brought up one more. He said Vlad. But what they got in common?
But they white. You know what I'm saying? But a lot, I've seen a lot of people post his stuff. You know what I'm saying? After he died. Like,
right.
They re-uploaded stuff, put certain clips here. Like, you scroll down your YouTube feed, like, you see all of it. Even yeah. people you never seen before.
Right.
You know
mad
what I'm saying?
Mad black people in the same industry that Joe Budden is in yeah. was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, academics was doing the same thing.
Right.
So how is academics not a culture vulture if Adam 22 is?
Well, Adam's white, man.
That's the only reason. Like, so it basically feel like, I mean, because Joe profit off of black people trauma, because he talk about what stuff black people do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really hear him talking about white issues. I don't really hear about him talking about the crazy white people that do stuff, or the cokehead white people that's in the industry that's doing crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't hear him talking about that on his platform. He primarily profits off of
black people.
Yeah. And black trauma. So, you know, I can't be biased and say that Adam wrong for it when I see him doing it anyway. I don't think neither one of them is wrong, honestly.
No, it's the game. It's media.
You know it's what I'm saying? Media.
Like, if you in media and you covering this type of stuff, then put it out if that's what you do.
Right.
And if you make a profit while doing it, good.
Right. I mean, it would be a disservice to your audience if you didn't put it out.
And it'd be a disservice to yourself not to profit off of it, because that's
right.
what you do.
Yeah. And then Joe told him, well, why didn't you demonetize the clips when you put it out after he died? Like, did you demonetize what you did?
Right. And why would he demonetize? Like, that's not his business. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
He needs to make money off of it. He done took time and recorded this content. He can put it out again any way he wants to. He own it.
Right.
You know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
And I mean, Kevin Samuels came to his show. He signed paperwork to say that, yeah, you can put this out. Mm-hmm. You can continue to spread my word.
Exactly.
It's like, I don't get the problem, man. Like, I felt like he was just trying to make an issue just due to the homie race. And yeah. I ain't about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pro-black, but I'm not, you know what I'm saying, demise anything else outside of me. You know what I'm saying? Outside yeah. of my culture. Like, I like to, you know what I'm saying, keep it, you know, even all the way through. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is.
Definitely, man. And then he said something about, you know, what'd he say? Adam got away from the BMX stuff and started focusing on hip hop. And
yeah.
like, why he do that? Like, you can't, your interest can't change. Like,
why he stopped rapping and started doing media?
You see?
It's like, it what?
He's, I don't know.
Like, that don't make sense. It's like it's almost like he can't see what he doing, but he can point out everything else that he feels someone else is doing wrong.
Right.
But the buddy ain't wrong at all, because y'all doing the same stuff. It's so mm-hmm. many parallels.
But Joe said they didn't talk about black trauma. Like when people got issues, when they bring people up to speak, they don't bring it up. Nah, like as far as beefs and stuff.
Nah, that ain't true.
I mean, whether he do it or don't, you know, it's his platform.
Right, he can choose what he wanted to talk about.
If you don't want to ask about it, then, you know, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what the people really want to hear.
Right.
You know why they really clicking on it. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't ask about it, they probably not going to watch the full video because you ain't getting to it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if Adam bring the people up and ask them about, hey, so I seen you tweeted about such and such. What's the deal?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what he's supposed to ask. Now, whether they answer it or not is on them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But he's supposed to ask that because that's what the people want to hear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's up to them to talk about what they want to talk about. But as a media personality, like, yo, it's your job to ask the questions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to ask questions. And you don't badger them if they say they don't want to answer. Okay, cool. On to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I would never try to incriminate nobody, but I like to ask, you know, probing questions. I like to get to the bottom of stuff, you know, understand people's perspective. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what it's all about. A good interviewer would do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, you're not going to really gain no audience like that.
Exactly. And you can tell that they don't really watch Adam's stuff to make those kind of comments, because like if you watch a whole interview, you know he ain't just doing that.
Right.
He's not just getting into the bullshit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like he asking real questions.
Yep.
You know? Yep.
And then I saw one of his, you know, his co-hosts doing all this screaming at Adam. What was he screaming on Adam about? I think it was about the fat one, light skinned one.
You talking about AD?
Is that his name? Yeah. I'm talking about on Joe Button podcast.
Oh shit. Hold on. Boom, boom, boom. You talking about Ish?
I think so. Damn. But you know, he was screaming on Adam about
what they talking about in their songs. Y'all are turning a profit off of this black trauma of them killing each other. Yeah, they the ones doing the killing because they young and they dumb and they don't fucking know no better. We 45 and 46 years old and we know better because these are our nephews. So they not your nephews, and that's why you don't see the Kevin Samuel shit in the same light that we see it, because you're a white dude and you don't understand what he is. Except Kevin Samuels was causing a black.
Drill rappers aren't worth worthy of being interviewed.
I'm not. Bruh, you're not gonna spit my words. I'm sharp.
I mean, that's what I'm taking from what you're saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm saying, ask him about his music and his content.
True. And what I'm telling you is, he's 19, 20, 21 years old. He's gonna give anything just to be on somebody's fucking camera and get some light shined on his project.
They're telling their story. If their story includes some trauma, like, yo, let them get his story out. What's wrong with someone getting their story out? I felt like, yo, y'all had people on y'all platform, and they're getting their story out. If that's part of their story, it's part of their story.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't even get how he was trying to spin it like, you know, he's doing something negative. I'm like, y'all doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And then they was also on the Kevin Samuels part. They was telling him about, he was saying, Adam said, I think, you know, majority of people, you know, like Kevin Samuels. And then they was like, hell no. He like, oh, you think that because you white. And I'm like, why is everything coming down to this? He's like, yeah, that makes sense coming from a white male. You think that 80% of people don't like him. He was like, nah, I don't believe that. Right. I don't believe that either. Nah, most people I know like him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a demographic that don't like him, and that's usually women over 39 that's single and have 3 to 8 different baby daddies. That is not the majority of society.
It's not.
You know what I'm saying? I know a massive amount of men that saw and heard things he said, and they agreed with it.
Yeah.
So how can you say 80% of people didn't like him? That's so weird.
They just inflating it, man.
Trying
to make their point sound better.
Right. Thinking that the listeners are dummies.
Right.
But we're not.
We know better.
Like, come on, man. Y'all gotta do better, man. Y'all keep it the same, man. Y'all keep it the same. And also a little self-reflection. Understand what you do and what somebody else do. Got a lot in common, fam.
Yeah.
Let's keep it real.
Straight up.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.